The uncertainty is overwhelming. Despite the uninterrupted shelling, Ukrainian troops wait ready for what will unfold next. They stand by, vigilant, as hours turn to days near the border of Kharkiv province. Instead of cars, barricades now cover roads that lead into the main city. The sound of shelling has become so familiar, it's now part of the soldiers' daily routine.
The Russians are attacking us on a daily basis, but we're holding our own and defending our ground. We won't let the enemy set foot here again.
For months, the Russians controlled this territory along the border. They eventually left, overpowered by Ukrainian forces. Much of the area now bears the signs of war. Abandoned villages are now military zones, surrounded by the aftermath of fierce fighting. Al Jazeera managed to go inside one of Ukraine's barricades, where attacks are always a threat. The military posts were built by Russian troops before they withdrew. Now they're used by Ukrainians, who also make use of the weapons left behind by their enemy.
We are on the defensive, but we're also in total control. We are defending our skies and our land. This here is an anti-aircraft defense system. We use it to hunt them down.
We are given access to only some of these trenches where Ukrainians are developing new strategies. But beyond a certain point, we're told filming must stop.
We dig ditches to hide from the enemy and for protection from the winter's cold. Trenches are warmer, especially if we set a fire. Digging ditches is exhausting work, but they're very useful military tools.
Most civilians have decided to stay away from the area, even after Russia's withdrawal. Because this post is so close to Russia's border, Ukrainian troops are in a constant state of alert, in a sense, expecting the unexpected. They know their Russian counterparts are likely carrying out the same orders, just a few hundred meters away from them. Suhaib Alassa, Al Jazeera, along the Ukrainian-Russian border.